the start of this race. Chase Elliott up 20. Kyle Larson up 15. Christopher Bell plus 13. Plus 11 for Martin Truex Jr. and Brad Keselowski. The big losers, Michael McDowell has lost 24 spots. Chase Briscoe, 14.
Michael McDowell had to suffer a speeding penalty, and that's really what cost him a lot of that track position. This has not been a great racetrack for Michael McDowell. In 23 starts, he has no top 10 finishes, an average finish of 30.6. So for Michael McDowell, the monster has also been a nightmare, and that's continuing here today as McDowell right now is riding back in 32nd, but still on the lead lap. Pat, I'm watching this unfold. You made mention of it a moment ago. Those leaders pretty soon are going to be catching a bunch of lap traffic.
Yeah, as you watch right now, William Byron's just exiting turn four. Justin Haley right in front of him. Jimmy Johnson's up there on the hit list coming up here in just a minute as well. They're going to get into heavy traffic. The guy I'm watching real closely right now, guys, is Martin Truex Jr. He's making short work of this, and this is what he's really good at on this racetrack, is making up spots as we get into this heavy traffic. Once again, leader closing in on Haley in the middle of turn three and four.
Right now it's time to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. Alongside Doug Rice, I'm Mark Garrell. Pat Patterson in the turns for us this afternoon with our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan.
Watching our race leader, William Byron. Pat, he's caught this lap traffic, but he is being very patient on how he picks them off. It took him three laps to get around Justin Haley.
Yeah, he's going to have to make it a little bit quicker than that, or at least he's going to hope for the opportunity to as they race in the middle of three and four off of four. But he's got a lot to work with as he closes in on the seven-time champ.
Michael McDowell is up ahead. So is Jimmy Johnson. For a while, they were two by two. William Byron getting blocked in just a bit at the exit of turn number two.
Watching him now patiently, as Doug just mentioned, he makes the move on Haley. He'll get that done down the backstretch. Now he races into turns three and four. Next up on the hit list is Michael McDowell.
Yeah, he's got a roadblock in front of him right now as Michael McDowell and Jimmy Johnson are basically running side by side. Now they go nose to tail. Byron dives down to the inside. He'll try to pick off Michael McDowell, and next on his hit list will be Jimmy Johnson. He's going to make the move on Johnson out of two.
Yeah, he works down the backstretch now, gets in behind Jimmy Johnson's number 84 car, works down to the bottom of the racetrack. Johnson will go quietly here off turn number four and give way to the leader off of turn four.
Up ahead, Harrison Burton, also Austin Dillon, Corey Heim again for the injured Eric Jones. Still heavy traffic for the leader in turn number two.
Now, Johnson wasn't quite done with giving up that spot. He is now as they race off of turn number two. So move him and move Jimmy Johnson back down a lap at this point. Bottom of the racetrack, here goes the leader. And we're getting into a good battle here between Ryan Blaney and Martin Truex Jr. on four.
And Truex is down on the bottom of the racetrack, battling with the Worth Ford of Ryan Blaney. He's got a fender alongside, dives up there side by side, up in the apex of turns one and two. Truex digging down on the bottom. He's got the advantage.
Blaney trying to kind of dive in that corner down in one and two. Truex, though, staying right with him. Here's Truex to the bottom of the racetrack. Goes out down to the bottom. He'll try to make the pass. Ryan Blaney, again, not giving up that spot quite yet, but he will off four.
Truex from the bottom to the top. He moves up one spot. Now third after starting this race in the 15th position. We'll take a quick break here in stage number one of the Worth 400. Just 18 laps to go in this opening stage here at the Dover Motor Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If
you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
After tiptoeing through a picket line of lap cars, William Byron's been able to pull away from the field. He has almost a two-second advantage now over second-place running Tyler Reddick, the rest of the top five, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Busch. Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com to get started today. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
William Byron is adding cars to the laps down list. So far being scored a lap down, Corey Heim, Harrison Burton, Michael McDowell, Jimmy Johnson, Justin Haley, and Zane Smith, they've all gone underfoot to the race leader, William Byron, who's making this look easy today.
Right now, he's laying them down and just doing a great job. Kyle Larson has just moved up to fifth as he bypassed Kyle Busch. Busch now is going to find his hands full with Denny Hamlin, and now it looks like Hamlin will grab that spot as he slides up in front of Busch as they exit turn two, but Busch fires back on the outside, but move Hamlin now up to sixth. Our pole sitter, Kyle Busch, now has fallen back to seventh after he led the opening 33 laps of this event. We'll pick those two cars up as they head back to turn one.
Yeah, Kyle Busch right there behind Hamlin. He lets his car drift up the racetrack. Again, talking about kind of dominating the corner, but he's not got anything for Denny Hamlin. Behind him, Alex Bowman as they race down the backstretch. Up in front of Hamlin, he's going to take a lead on the five car of Kyle Larson. They work off turn four.
Larson swings around and gets around another lap car out there as he passes Michael McDowell. We've only got nine laps to go here in stage one. Mark, we might expect a few teams to possibly short pit here, but the problem is if you short pit, you're guaranteed to go a lap down.
I think if you have any plans on finishing top 10, top 20, you don't do that, but we'll have to see what teams may or may not do that. We're nine laps away from the end of stage one, brought to you here on PRN by eBay Motors.
By the way, the car of Chase Briscoe has officially, or Ryan Preece rather, has officially retired from the event. So Preece out of the race here today, and he will finish 37th on the day as the laps are dwindling down here in stage one as William Byron has pulled out. But it looks like maybe Tyler Reddick might be closing the gap, Pat Patterson.
Now, Tyler Reddick's got another problem, and it's the 19 car, which is right below him. Martin Truex is on the march here at Dover, and he's got his sights set on the lead as they work down the backstretch. Had a good run and got rid of Reddick pretty quickly. Now goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He wants to lead here at Dover, and he may get it back to the start finish.
He's on the bottom. Byron's on the top at the finish line. Byron by inches on the outside, but they remain door-to-door in turn number two.
Truex has got it dialed in now. Bottom of the racetrack he goes. William Byron's got no choice but to get out of the way, and he's got another problem, and that is right behind him. Tyler Reddick has closed in, and he's going to battle for the second spot. Ryan Blaney is in this battle as well, and Larson is pretty close to it.
Pretty hard contest here in the late laps of stage number one as Martin Truex Jr. is taking the lead. He's got a car separating himself from second place Byron. And as you've talked about, Tyler Reddick on the march. He is back up to third.
Yeah, Truex is pulling away from this group right now. But Tyler Reddick has got his sights set on that second spot. He lets his car drift up the racetrack. Can't quite get anything done. Right behind him, though, Ryan Blaney keeps him honest.
Daniel Suarez has now gone down a lap next on the hip parade. If he can get there before the end of this stage, four laps away, John Hunter Nemechek, Corey Heim.
Yep, here comes the leader right now, just under the pedestrian bridge off of turn number two. Down the backstretch he comes. He's got his sights set on that number 42 car of John Hunter Nemechek if they work off turn four.
Truex really not being contested from behind right now. Once he got around Byron, he pulled away by about 15 car lengths, but it's only six car lengths from Byron back to third place running Tyler Reddick back up in the middle of turns one and two.
Off of turn two, here they come under the bridge. Once again, it's Tyler Reddick on the move. Now here comes Kyle Larson, and we go into turn number three. Larson's going to make a bid for that spot and take it away from from Ryan Blaney, and right behind him.
Trouble.
We got the sixth car has got a problem on the racetrack, and that's going to bring the caution flag out.
So Brad Keselowski has spun in turn number two. That brings out our second caution flag here in stage number one, just two laps away from the finish. And, Doug, I've got to believe that is going to do it for stage number one here in Dover, Delaware, as Brad Keselowski, who had actually made up some ground, spun there in turn two. He's battling with Noah Gregson going down into the corner. And as Gregson worked the outside, Keselowski just got pulled around. That car did a half spin and then slid down the racetrack. Doesn't appear to be much damage to that GoBuildSubmarines.com Ford.
We got a better view of it now, and I think that for Brad Keselowski, he would consider himself very lucky as everybody behind him was able to go high or low and miss the number six Ford of Brad Keselowski. So he escapes with that one. We've got one more lap here under the yellow, and then we will be officially at stage one. Let's check in with Wendy Venturini.
I'm on this end of pit road where Brad Keselowski has just come to a stop. The right side of the car has damage. They brought over Jack to two jacks, actually. There was so much, it was dropped down on the right side, trying to get that right side lifted and the rear of the car lifted. They just put two fresh tires, but I'm watching to see what kind of fenders get pulled out. No fenders were pulled out, so it could just be an incident where they're going to put four tires and get them back out there.
So, Brad Keselowski, a former winner here at Dover. Problems for him again brings out the second yellow flag. He's making his way slowly down the pit lane now, getting back out onto the racetrack in that RFK racing machine. Martin Truex Jr., meanwhile, behind the pace car, is about to cross the start-finish line, and he is going to win the opening stage, it looks like, here in Dover, Delaware, at a very reduced speed. And the crowd cheering Martin Truex Jr. again today, looking for his fifth victory overall on the Monster Mile. He will win stage number one, which was brought to you here on PRN by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So here's the top 10. In stage number one, Martin Truex Jr. will win it. William Byron second, Tyler Reddick third, Ryan Blaney fourth, fifth Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin sixth, seventh is Kyle Busch, eighth is Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott ninth, and tenth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards golf lessons to become a scratch golfer. Progressive cannot guarantee that you will ever become a scratch golfer. Scratch golfers are really, really good. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, and sure, you could put that money towards lessons, but if you can't hit the broadside of a barn and think you're going to become a scratch golfer, you're delusional. Sorry, just telling it like it is. Savings? Maybe. Scratch golfer? Don't hold your breath. Switch and see if you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. It's universally accepted that golf is hard. Progressive cannot guarantee improved performance on the course.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
By the way, Ryan Preece, after taking his car to the garage, he has now been put out of this event. He'll get credit today for the 37th and final position. When it's time for a brake job, go with the smooth and quiet stopping power of Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. When we come back, we'll have pit stops after stage number one of the Worth 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Stages run in the 2024 season. Martin Truex Jr. just won his second stage. Currently, Kyle Larson is the top stage winner with 5-2 apiece for Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric, and as I just mentioned, Martin Truex Jr.
NASCAR is going to keep pit road closed at least for one more lap. Mark, it's kind of refreshing to see a crowd like this where we can actually hear them above the engine noise, and you could hear there in the background, maybe you could, the crowd reacting to Martin Truex Jr. winning that stage. They have shown up here today, and this truly is his home track. I know he talks about a couple of other places, but this is where they show a lot of Truex love.
New Hampshire is close to home for Martin Truex Jr. and his brother Ryan, but this is their home track. They grew up in Mayetta, New Jersey, and through the years, this is the track they always pointed to. Like, if I only get one win this year, make it Dover.
Well,
they keep doing well here year in, year out.
And this is a good track for Truex, as we pointed out. He's won four times here. His first ever career cup victory came at this racetrack, so he's got to love his visits to Delaware. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Guys, before the caution came out, before the end of the stage, Austin Dillon came in unscheduled, and he thought he had a tire issue. Once they pulled all four tires off of that race car, they realized everything was good, sent him back out. The conversation, though, between he and his crew chief, Justin Alexander, very interesting. They're planning to stay out, wave around right now. They're two laps down, and then they hope they can be racing for the free pass when the next caution comes out. But Austin Dillon also said, I don't understand what it was. I went out there on way fresher tires than anybody, and I couldn't do anything with it. I couldn't pass another car. Says he needs to be a little more free. They were not able to make adjustments because that was such a last-minute pit stop. But two laps down, he was surprised by that. They're going to try and get him back and go race. Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Larson's been a big mover. He started 21st. He's up to the fifth position. He asked to be tightened up a little bit with the chassis adjustment. It's four tires and also an air pressure adjustment. He said the exits of this track are starting to feel a little bit like Martinsville. Tyler Reddick, also on pit road, needs an air pressure adjustment with four tires to tighten him up. Brad Gilley.
William Byron, two free, center off. He gets a wedge adjustment on the right side. Denny Hamlin says he wants to be tightened up as well. Another fast pit stop for that crew. Four tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
Four tires and an air pressure adjustment for Ryan Blaney. He wanted to be tightened up just a little bit at the center of the turns, a 9.8-second stop. Martin Truex Jr. wanted a little bit of help on the rear end. They decided to leave it as it is right now. Four-tire change, Sunoco fuel.
Martin Truex Jr. by inches beats William Byron off of the pit lane. Ryan Blaney came off third. That picks up a spot for him. Tyler Reddick lost a spot back to fourth, up one to fifth. Denny Hamlin down one to sixth. Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch held serve in seventh. The rest of the top 10 cars as they came off of pit road. Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, and A.J. Allmendinger hanging in there in that Colleague Racing Chevrolet.
as we arrive here for race number 11 this year. Seven drivers have already locked themselves into the playoffs. We'll see if we'll add another one. Of course, they are Daniel Suarez and William Byron has raced well here today. Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Christopher Bell have all won. And Mark, I feel like this is a year that we're not going to be talking about, oh, we have too many winners and not enough spots. I don't sense that we're going to have that great big number of different winners this year.
I don't think we're going to approach anything like 16 different winners to fill up our playoff positions, and very well we could have 3 to 4 drivers getting in on points at the end of this. Again, William Byron has won 3 races so far, Denny Hamlin 2, among the 7 winners here in our opening 10 races.
As we're watching the field now circulate, NASCAR uses every opportunity they have to try to clean the track just a little bit. And Mark picked up on a nice little detail this morning. There is a gate. There is no tunnel to get into the infield here. You have to either come in under the grandstands on the front stretch, and on the back stretch over near the casino, there's a gate that they use for a lot of access. And they vehicles travel over that. Foot traffic comes in that way. It gets really gritty and nasty. And Mark, you noticed what they were doing earlier today.
Well, Doug, the inside of this racetrack is a harness track, and it's got a fine gravel and rock surface, and that kind of gets pulled onto the track, as you talked about, as people walk and vehicles go across. And so they washed it down. They just went out there and just power washed that, then pulled out the jet dryers, blew it dry, and got us ready to go racing.
Let's get our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters back to work. Wendy Venturini down at the entrance of pit road.
I talked to the Colic Racing team yesterday. They felt pretty confident about having a top 10 car here at Dover, if not a little bit better for AJ Allmendinger in the number 16. He's currently running 10th and has been in the top 10 all of this race. On this last stop, he commented that he felt like he ran that right rear tire to death. AJ, always animated on the radio communication. So they did make a rear air pressure adjustment to keep him a little bit more pleased with the race car. Brad Gilley?
Bubba Wallace started 16th. He's worked his way up to the 12th spot right now, but feels that he has a lot of potential in his race car. He told Booty Barker, we've got to get moving. He said, look, I need to be tightened up. Get me tight, but not too tight. So somewhere they're going to have to find that sweet spot, but he feels like he can move up through the field. Brett McMillan.
Well, Kyle Busch said the changes they made during the first stop were in the right direction, but he still feels like they still have a lack of grip. He says after the first 30 laps of a run, he said he is absolutely just hanging on. Meanwhile, Austin Cindric's, they took a huge swing at an air pressure adjustment, hoping that they can get some more stability. And taking a look at a lot of the tires that came off these cars, especially on the left side, a lot of rubber pickup on these tires, which is a good thing. It means you're laying down a lot of rubber, helping the grip level on this track.
That's our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
We're under yellow. Again, this at the end of stage number one in the Worth 400. So glad you could join us here on PRN. Let's give you a leaderboard update. Martin Truex Jr. is our leader. And this leaderboard update brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. William Byron in the second spot. Ryan Blaney third. Tyler Reddick fourth. Denny Hamlin scored fifth. Sixth, Kyle Larson. Kyle Busch seventh. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Chase Elliott. A.J. Allmendinger 10th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 11th. 12th is Bubba Wallace. 13th, Noah Gregson. Chris Buescher is 14th. 15th to Ross Chastain. Logano is 16th. Austin Cindric 17th. 18th to Ty Gibbs. Josh Berry 19th. And 20th is Christopher Bell.
Daniel Hemric 21st. 22nd, Carson Hocevar. Chase Briscoe 23rd, 24th, John Hunter Nemechek, Corey LaJoie 25th, then 26th, again, Corey Heim making his cup debut, subbing for the injured Eric Jones, Daniel Suarez 27th, he is the last car on the lead lap, minus one in 28th, Harrison Burton, Michael McDowell 29th, Justin Haley in 30th.
Jimmy Johnson one lap down in 31st, 32nd is Zane Smith. Brad Keselowski is down a lap, he is in 33rd. Austin Dillon minus one in 34th. 35th goes to Kaz Grala, he's minus two. Todd Gilliland is minus 10 laps down in 36th. And out of the race is Ryan Preece, he'll be credited with 37th on the day.
So we're about to go racing here in one lap. And that is going to mean we've got 122 to go. Make that 121 when they take the green flag after zipping through the Geico restart zone. And that will be the beginning of stage number two here in the Worth 400. Truex has chosen the outside of row one. William Byron has gone to the inside. And Pat Patterson, I'll let you pick up the next few rows.
Well, that next row includes Tyler Reddick, who's having a great run this afternoon, and Ryan Blaney, who started on the front row. Denny Hamlin is to the outside of row number three, while Kyle Larson is right there. The pole sitter behind them, Kyle Busch, that's where he'll start alongside Alex Bowman. Then you've got Chase Elliott, which has got a nice starting spot here with A.J. Allmendinger. Crowd's on their feet. We're ready to get it rolling again here at the Monster Mile.
When they come back to the line, 271 laps left here in the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. Green flag in the air. On the outside, it's Martin Truex Jr. down on the bottom of the racetrack. He is going to be flanked by William Byron. Byron races side by side with Truex through one and two.
And this is the battle for that clean air. Who's going to get it, Truex or William Byron? Truex has got control at the moment as they dive into turn three. Right there's Reddick alongside Ryan Blaney.
So Truex swoops from the outside down to the inside to hold the lead. Denny Hamlin now. Heavy pressure on Ryan Blaney as they go to war for the fourth spot.
Hamlin now lets his car slip up the racetrack a little bit. Man on the move, Alex Bowman to the back. He wants to pick up a spot. This is all within the top six or seven cars. They work their way once again into turns three and four. Side-by-side battle. Denny Hamlin versus Kyle Larson.
You can really feel the intensity picking up now. The battle is for the fifth spot. Kyle Larson wrestling with Denny Hamlin. Larson has the inside line. Hamlin pinned up on the outside. They both slide up the speedway just a bit into turn one and now out of two.
Hamlin tries to hold the five car down just ever so slightly off of turn two. Doesn't work. Side-by-side battle once again for that spot. Kyle Larson on the bottom. Hamlin to the top.
This is a fight for fifth. Just behind them, Alex Bowman. Then door to door, Chase Elliott inside. Kyle Busch on the outside. Those cars thunder down into the banking again in turn one.
Nobody giving an inch there in that battle for that fourth, fifth position right now as they work off the corner down in turns two. Here comes Larson once again, not letting Hamlin go. Hamlin not letting him go, and everybody getting stacked up behind him.
Clearly showing you've got a multi-groove racetrack here in a fierce battle for the fifth spot. Once again, side by side across the line, identical times here. Larson stays low. Up to top, it's going to be Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin gets such a good run up the top side of the racetrack. Just goes to show you how good this track is right now. Here we go into turn three again. Larson trying to get free of Denny Hamlin. Not going to make it happen again.
They're still locked together. Larson, slight advantage on the inside, but off the top of the banking. Hamlin now owns that spot again. And once again, Larson drives to his driver's door in turn number two.
They're not giving an inch. Once again, they stay side by side with each other. A broken record down the backstretch as they go door to door. Door handle to door handle into the bottom of the corner. Hamlin tries to get an advantage off the top side off four.
Really good fight here. Denny Hamlin's Toyota stacked up against the Chevrolet of Larson. Hamlin has a slight advantage battling into one. Larson tries to come back, though, on the inside once again.
Yeah, Hamlin gives an advantage off of turn number two. Then Larson gets back out there and motor each other equally down into turn number three. Larson to the bottom side of the racetrack. Behind them, Alex Bowman and Kyle Busch.
Kyle Larson now shoots up in front of Denny Hamlin. He will now own that fifth spot. Chase Elliott now applies the pressure on Kyle Busch as they fight for eight.
And it'll be Chase Elliott working the top side of the racetrack where Hamlin had some success here in that last battle. And Chase will fall in behind as he works in into the corner. Chase will go to work on Kyle Busch off of turn number four.
We followed that battle for a while. Let's give you a snapshot of the top ten here. Martin Truex Jr., William Byron second, third, Tyler Reddick fourth is Blaney. Larson rides fifth, Denny Hamlin sixth, seventh to Bowman. Kyle Busch is eighth, Chase Elliott ninth, and A.J. Allmendinger is 10th. And for the moment, Mark, the top 10 all strung out on the racetrack.
Just watching Ross Chastain, Josh Berry kind of duking it out back there a little deeper in the pack. Berry has the 16th spot. Last time down the front stretch, Ross Chastain gave him just a little bit of a nudge from the backside to say, hey, I'd like to come through. Couldn't get it done. Now we find out that Chastain's in the middle of a Stewart Haas sandwich. Berry in the front, Gregson in the back.
Yeah, not much he can do with that right now. Ross is really good at this racetrack, working into turns three and four, as you said, in the middle of two Stewart Haas Fords as they work off of turn number four.
I don't think Ross Chastain's going to get any charity from that duo as they exit and flash down the front stretch here. Been watching another car that's frankly had a lot of struggles today, Mark, and that's the 22 of Joey Logano. He's back in 19th, and he's been back there racing with folks like Carson Hocevar and Justin Haley in this race. Not been a good day for Joey, as we talked about, 27 races here at Dover for Logano. He has never won.
And, Doug, it just doesn't seem to fit Joey Logano. This is a place he just hasn't put up hardly any numbers at all. And when you talk to Martin Truex Jr. before this race, he talked about why do veteran drivers, people who are locked in on this racetrack, how do they keep doing it year after year? And he said, you just get a sense of what the track's going to be on Sunday, what you need on Sunday. Not worried about Saturday, just the feel you think you need for Sunday. And he said, I feel like I have a natural tendency to figure out this racetrack as the race wears on a Sunday afternoon. That's something Joey Logano is still trying to figure out.
Truex in charge of it right now. 0.8 of a second advantage over William Byron. And then it's back to Tyler Reddick, Larson, Denny Hamlin. I'm also keeping an eye here on Alex Bowman. He's trying to break a long losing streak. He's a fixture in the top 10. Pat, he's trying to work his way up to get around Hamlin for six.
Yeah, he went to school in that last battle between Hamlin and Kyle Larson and kind of figured out where he needed to put his race car. He's got to go, though, because Kyle Busch is awfully racy right now, and he's not that far off the deck lid of Alex Bowman.
We've just gotten stage number two underway in the Worth 400. 107 laps to go in the stage in all 257 laps to go in this race. We'll take a quick break with Martin Truex Jr. leading William Byron and Tyler Reddick.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com to get started today. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
And welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. 150 laps in the book. Martin Truex Jr. looking for his second straight win here at Dover. His lady, William Byron. Joey Logano is somebody we were talking about just a minute ago. Really struggling, just barely hanging in the top 20 this race. He's been struggling for the entire race. At the beginning of this stage, he said that he was just all over the place, and he dropped from the top 10 starting spot back into the lower teens, and he's been running there all day long. During the second run of the race, he got stabilized just a little bit, but towards the end of that run, he said the car started to build on free on the exit of the turns.
Now he's just kind of hanging on, trying to find some stability, trying to find something that's going to allow him to move back up in this field. Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott got into the wall a few laps ago, but he told the team that he hit the wall pretty flush and he held on to the wheel. Why that's important is because nothing was knocked out of balance for Chase Elliott. We don't see any cosmetic damage when he goes by us on that right side, but he does know that he did hit the wall. But so far, so good. Chase Elliott in the ninth position.
Tyler Reddick's on a roll right now as he has caught William Byron a couple of times, Pat. It looked like he was going to get around him, but Byron's held him off for that second spot.
Yeah, he's done a good job of kind of taking that line that Reddick was trying to get on either end of the racetrack away. One comment on what Wendy just said. I am able to see the right side of Chase Elliott's car, and he did hit it pretty good. Looks like it's clean, though, as far as the tire, any kind of tire rub on it, but Elliott definitely got a piece of the wall.
Meanwhile, leaders cross the stripe, 96 laps to go here in stage two. That battle for the second spot continuing to tighten up.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick now exiting turn number two down the backstretch and drifted back about four or five car lengths off of William Byron. He had a front row seat for that earlier battle between Truex and William Byron. So right now works in the middle of the racetrack. Excuse me, back to the start finish.
Tyler Reddick's orange McDonald's car kind of pops off the racetrack. It's easy to see out there, and not too far behind Reddick is Ryan Blaney. He's back there lurking in the fourth spot.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney's doing what he needs to do right now. Keep these leaders in sight. Keep up with the racetrack. Doesn't have a big challenge coming his way. The battle behind them now, that's a different story. Kyle Larson is being needled by, once again, Denny Hamlin, and that's been a good fight all day.
Now, Martin Truex Jr. has now led this race for 42 laps. That puts him over 400 laps led in 2024. One more than Denny Hamlin, moving him up to number two. Number one in that category coming into the Monster Mile, yet to lead a lap today, Kyle Larson at 531.
Kyle Larson does look pretty racy now. Now we watch Tyler Reddick finally gets around a lap car. He'll make another run at William Byron as he had to dispense of Todd Gilliland.
Yeah, Gilliland's obviously got injured on early in with his car when he wrecked on the front stretch. They're back out just trying to make laps here today. He gets out of the way to let Reddick consider that continue you this pursuit of the 24 car. Meanwhile, Larson has distanced himself from Denny Hamlin now all four.
Everybody fairly well spread out right now, and it looks like most of the cars, Pat Patterson, have decided to go back to the bottom. Very few now running the middle or the top.
Yeah, it's exactly right, and it's a good battle right here in terms of having some space on the racetrack. What we're going to get into again, guys, in the not too many distant laps, is the leader working that lap traffic, though.
And that's made it interesting. Consistently today, when the leaders do catch lap traffic, we've seen second and third start to accordion up to them. And probably 10 laps from now, Martin Truex Jr. is going to be right in the thick of some lap cars.
Well, you're exactly right, Doug. As he works down the back stretch now into turn three, Truex is way out in front of second place William Byron, but he's closing the gap on that number 15 car, which is Kaz Grala. That's a backup car. He'll catch him relatively quick. Works his way down into turn one and two, talking about the leader, and he's got a good 15, 20 car lengths before he's going to catch the next lap car, and that lap car will be Kaz Grala. In front of him is Austin Dillon. Here's the leader once again off of turn number four.
Doug, do you get the sense right now that Martin Truex Jr. is in a rhythm, found a groove? He's just so in tune with this racetrack. He started 15th, took his sweet time, right? Nothing out of the ordinary, no frantic things, and had worked his way up to the front by the end of stage number one. And again, it looks like, I mean, again, long way to go, but he's got a groove going on right now, and he obviously likes the feel of his race car.
Mark, I feel like when we've watched Martin Truex Jr. win races and dominate them, he's doing exactly what you talk about. It's not dramatic movements, and he's not out there putting on a clinic and being an exhibitionist, so to speak. He just lays down really good laps within a hundredth of a second of each other, time after time after time. That's what he's doing right now.
And the other scary part, you know he's not pushing 100%. You know he is keeping something in reserve for later on. Time now for a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. Martin Truex, the leader, by 1.2 seconds over William Byron, 2.5 over Tyler Reddick, 3.2 over Ryan Blaney and 3.2 over fifth place Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin is sixth. Seventh is Alex Bowman. Kyle Busch, eighth. Ninth, Chase Elliott. A.J. Allmendinger hanging tough in 10th.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 11th. 12th to Bubba Wallace. Chris Buescher is 13th. Ty Gibbs, 14th. Austin Cindric rides 15th. Josh Berry is 16th. 17th to Ross Chastain. Noah Gregson, 18th. Christopher Bell, 19th. And 20th is Logano.
Carson Hocevar, 21st. Daniel Hemric, 22nd. Chase Briscoe's 23rd with John Hunter Nemechek, 24th. Corey LaJoie, 25th. 26th is Corey Heim. Last car on the lead lap in 27th, Daniel Suarez. Minus one in 28th, Michael McDowell, also minus one. Justin Haley, 29th. And Brad Keselowski in 30th.
Zane Smith is 31st. He's down a lap. Harrison Burton, 32nd, also minus a lap. Minus a lap in 33rd is Jimmy Johnson, making one of his unfrequent starts here today. Austin Dillon is 34th. He's down a lap. Minus three laps is Kaz Grala. Minus 11, Todd Gilliland. Out of the race is Ryan Preece.
At this point, we have 84 laps to go in stage number two, leaving us now make it 83 as Martin Truex Jr. goes across the line. Still leaves us 233 laps, though, to the end of the Worth 400.
And one of the things that you find out here when you watch these races, it's kind of like Bristol Motor Speedway. The laps tick off very fast. Mark, the whole feel of this track here, when I'm here in person, has a Bristol-type feel. I mean, it's a little bit longer. It's not quite the bowl that Bristol is. But the way they race each other here is very reminiscent to me of Bristol.
Doug, they run Bristol 14, 15 seconds, blistering for a half mile. How about this for a mile? Right now, after running, 41 laps, we're still running 24.3 seconds around a one-mile racetrack. That is just flat getting it.
Right now, we're watching our race leader. He is in cruise mode, as Mark Garrow said a moment ago. He's pulled out to almost a full two-second lead over William Byron. And we're talking about Martin Truex Jr. trying to become the eighth different winner this year here in race number 11 as the season is flashing right before our eyes. Mark, you kind of hit me over the head with that today, that we're a third of the way in now.
Absolutely. It goes by in a flash. By the way, Truex now has led 56 laps and counting. And that has made him the top lap leader here today. Ryan Blaney, if you just joined us, has led 45. William Byron, 36. Kyle Busch from the pole position has led 33rd. But, you know, when you get out front, it seems like you're going to hold on to this thing for a while because in the words of that philosopher, Doug Rice, clean air is king.
It always is. It is royalty. By the way, if you're looking for some racing excitement, next month, venture over to North Wilkesboro Speedway. Did you hear they reopened the place last year? It's for the NASCAR All-Star Race Week. They will have 5 days of racing there. The Cars Tour opens up on Tuesday and Wednesday. On Thursday, they've got a big hauler parade there through North Wilkesboro and Wilkesboro. Yes, they are two different towns. Craftsman Truck Series in town Saturday, Craftsman Truck Series race, qualifying, and then, of course, on Sunday, the Open and the NASCAR All-Star Series race. And if you want to go, who doesn't want to head up to North Wilkesboro, check out NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. And with that new pavement, I think it's going to be really racing.
I think it's going to be a fantastic race. And again, the Cars Tour, always exciting. The trucks, they'll put on a show. And Doug, the All-Star race itself has a couple of new twists or tweaks in it. They're going to try a two-tire compound kind of race. Goodyear will bring a rain tire compound, a little stickier, a little grippier. It'll still be a slick, but that will give the drivers a chance to run on that. Also, some different pit strategy situations they're going to have to deal with. I think the race is going to be wide open.
I like it because you can get a little gimmicky with the All-Star race.
Absolutely.
And why not when you can do that? But check that out at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Top five here at Dover with 76 laps to go in stage two. Martin Truex Jr., William Byron, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Want more unfiltered NASCAR analysis? Well, visit our YouTube channel at GoPRN Live. There you'll find expert opinions, race breakdowns, and much more from our great lineup of studio programming. Like and subscribe to GoPRN Live today. 73 laps to go in stage number 2 of the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Want to give a shout-out to Corey Heim today, Pat. He's back there riding in 26, substituting today for Eric Jones, and he's still on the lead lap as we're almost halfway. And right now he is battling to get around Corey LaJoy, and that is a fight for position as they take it down into one, and Heim has it on the high side. LaJoy will battle back to the low.
I've been really impressed with Corey Heim. Of course, I've been impressed with everything that he's raced in, doing a nice job here this afternoon. At one point, the leaders caught him. He saw just exactly how to get out of the way, but yet not lose a lot of ground to them. He's done a really good job today. He makes work. And we got to go to Wendy on pit road.
Lap 182, green flag pit stops are happening just like that. AJ Allmendinger gave up the ninth position. He came down for tires. He said he needed to be tightened up a little bit. Also on pit road, we have the 9 of Chase Elliott. He's been snug overall. He is concerned about the rear toe of his race car being messed up when he hit the wall. It's 4 tires for Chase Elliott. Brad Gilley.
William Byron gets his lift adjustment on the right side. Needs to be tightened up a little more. 4 tire change for him. Also in this lap, Denny Hamlin. Same story for him. Tighten me up. The Bentley man's in. Also, Ross Chastain. He'll get 4 tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.
Austin Cindric has been in. He has already got 4 tires and a Sunoco fuel. Joey Logano's in. So the car has actually been tight in the center. And also he has gotten the car free on entry. They're going to get an air pressure adjustment. Martin Truex Jr. is in. No complaints for him at all. They're on the left side of that car right now. No problems on the right side. He's a little cockeyed in the pit stall, but a little bit slow on the left side for Martin Truex Jr. Wendy Venturini.
Road. We had Kyle Larson hit pit road. Also, Tyler Reddick hit pit road. We'll check in to see what adjustments he made. Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace, 2 free. 4 tires in Sunoco for him. Also, Alex Bowman came in for his service. Right now, Ty Gibson getting his 4 tire change in Sunoco. Corey Hyman as well says he's pretty happy with the handling of his race car. Wants to be tightened up just slightly. Brent McMillan.
Ryan Blaney tight overall. If you can hear that with an air pressure adjustment. 4 tire change. There's an Oco fuel. Kyle Busch also. And he just tired to get the car loosened up just a little bit all the way around. Air pressure adjustment. 4 tires for him.
Corey LaJoy has stayed out. He is now risen to the top of the field. He's being scored first, followed by Daniel Suarez.
LaJoy slides by us in our broadcast position right here at the start-finish line. And it looks like NASCAR handing out a penalty to Carson Hocevar for taking equipment out of the pit box. Let's go back to Wendy.
Kyle Larson was a tick better since that last caution. He came down pit road for four tires. Also, Tyler Reddick was a little looser on that run. He asked for a very small adjustment to tighten him up. Four tires for Tyler Reddick.
So Alex Bowman on fresh tires has bypassed the leader, Corey LaJoy. Now lining him up is Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott in that group. They'll be able to make their way by LaJoy fairly easily. Again, they're on fresh tires. LaJoy is not.
William Byron had a terrible pit stop that time, Mark, and that's going to mire them way back in the pack, even though we've got a few more cars that have stayed out of the ones that came onto pit road. Byron right now being scored 21st overall. That's a crushing blow for a team that's been up there battling for the lead all day long and been a solid fixture in the top three. He's also led 36 laps.
Doug, we talked about this early on in our Progressive Insurance Keys to Victory. You've got to be clean on pit road. You can't speed. You can't have problems there, because when you pit under green, you could be in big trouble in a hurry. We just found out William Byron losing a lot of track position.
Yeah, apparently they had problem with the jack, and the car dropped down, and they stalled out on pit road. So disastrous pit stop there for William Byron as we're getting toward the end, or a little bit past halfway here of stage number two. We have 60 laps to go in this stage, and still a good bit of race left to go, over 210 laps remaining as we've wheeled along really with only two cautions today. We had the one for Todd Gilliland spinning along the front stretch. Then Brad Keselowski nearly at the end of stage one got turned around. That also served as the stage one break.
We had a 71-lap green flag run in stage one, and now we're working on 64 and counting. And again, pit stops are going to be so key here today, because that's probably not going to be our last green flag setup on pit road for these teams. And we have now at 58 laps to go, 57 laps to go in stage number two of the Worth 400. Corey LaJoy has remained on the racetrack as the leader. He's led seven laps at this point, but at some point he is going to have to hit pit road to get fuel and tires in that Spire Motorsports Chevrolet.
And it looks like when he comes on to pit road and gives up that lead, that inheriting the lead is going to be Kyle Larson. No surprise. They bang out pit stops very quickly as Larson flashes in front of us right now. And not too far behind him is going to be Martin Truex Jr. That'll all go into form after Corey LaJoy finally gives up this lead.
That little bit of a hiccup on the left rear of Martin Truex Jr.'s car, as described by Brett McMillan, has cost him that number one spot, as Larson now has about three or four car lengths on him and a lap car between them as well. Again, with Corey LaJoy still out front, not pitting yet, and he'll have to give up the lead here fairly shortly.
Watching this right now, Corey LaJoy, I think it's okay. He's getting a little TV time. He's being talked about. Go ahead, give your sponsor a little bit of a ride here, because all of this will come back to reality as soon as he makes his green flag pit stop.
Let's give you a leaderboard update now, brought to you by Liberty University, where you can win one of the several scholarships in the LU24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details. That's liberty.edu/24. Corey LaJoy, the leader. Second place, Kyle Larson, 15 seconds back in closing. Martin Truex Jr. third. Fourth, Tyler Reddick. Fifth is Alex Bowman. Denny Hamlin at number six. Kyle Busch seventh. Eighth, Chase Elliott. Ninth, Ryan Blaney. And 10th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Unless we catch a quick caution, all these positions will shift by one from LaJoy makes his pit stop finally. But for right now, he's got a 15-second advantage. And 3rd and 11th right now is going to be Bubba Wallace. Chris Buescher is 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th. A.J. Allmendinger, 14th. 15th, of Christopher Bell. Josh Berry is 16th. It's going to be McDowell in 17th. Ross Chastain rides 18th. William Byron is 19th. And 20th to Joey Logano.
Noah Gregson is 21st. 22nd, Zane Smith. Austin Cindric, 23rd. 24th is Chase Briscoe with Daniel Hemric, 25th. Corey Heim, 26th. John Hunter Nemechek now 27th, Austin Dillon 28th, Daniel Suarez, 29th. 30th, Justin Haley.
31st is Brad Keselowski. He's now minus two laps. Carson Hocevar is 32nd, also minus two. Minus two is Harrison Burton. Jimmy Johnson down two laps in 34th. Kaz Grala, minus four in 35th. Minus 13, Todd Gilliland. And 37th and out of the event is Ryan Preece.
So right now, we'll take a quick break at Dover Motor Speedway with 51 laps to go in Stage 2 of the Wirth 400.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Throughout the week, a lot of great programming on PRN. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country at the Track with Lenny Baticki, and yours truly with Garage Pass. It's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with the Life electronic device and pet health insurance. Go to progressive.com to get all that for you. Want to remind you that all that great programming heard on stations coast to coast, you can also pick it up on the PRN app. 47 laps to go, stage two at Dover. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Corey LaJoy is the leader. He last pitted on lap 124. Everybody else pitted between laps 183 and 185. We're now at 207. So LaJoy remains on the racetrack, remains the leader, but that 15-second lead on the old tires has now dwindled down to 7.2 over Kyle Larson and Martin Truex Jr. And maybe LaJoy has enough fuel for 10, 15, maybe 20 more laps, but I believe in that amount of time, Larson will get there and retake the lead the old-fashioned way.
Hopping into the booth with us, possibly the happiest person here in Dover, Delaware today, is Mike Tatoyan, President General Manager here at Dover Motor Speedway. After 2 years of washouts and racing on Monday, you get this beautiful Sunday and a huge crowd.
Well, you are right. I may be the happiest guy in the crowd, but the good news is we have a lot of other people with us here today that are also happy that we finally get to see some sunshine in Dover, and they're seeing a great race.
And Mark and I also spent a little bit of time just looking at the fan zone today. It looked incredible with the amount of people we had.
Yeah, I told my wife it would be a great day for me just to be a fan and enjoy the fan zone today, because we had a lot of activity, a lot of fun, and that's really what we try to do, is just create the excitement. As much as we're seeing on the track today, try to create that same excitement in our fan zone.
It's amazing to me, as a former PR director at Dover back in 1982, how much this racetrack has changed and how cool it is to have the vibe back that full grandstands and full fan zones and all that that comes to the Monster Mile.
That's what everybody was telling me today, just the energy that everybody was bringing. And you felt that, and, you know, I'm mostly proud for all of our staff, our weekend warriors, for our company, that everybody works so hard to put these race weekends together, and so I'm really happy about that.
And Doug and I are still fascinated by the big rubber duck down there.
That's the best money we've ever spent, I think. We've gotten a lot of play out of that rubber duck, and so the challenge is what are we going to come up with next year? But that's the kind of fun
that we
like.
A bigger bathtub. The rubber duck they're talking about is 60 feet tall. It weighs 15 tons. It's out in the fan zone. It's about as big as the Miles the Monster. By the way, on a personal note, thank you so very much. Last night I was presented my own Miles the Monster statue to commemorate my last year in broadcasting here. That means the world to me. Thanks so much, Mike.
Well, you have meant a lot to a lot of people for 36 years, Doug, and the last couple of years of being able to get to know you has been a blessing on our side as well. So we wish you nothing but the best for your final laps, and we look forward to seeing what's next in your career.
Thanks so much. And I know I speak for Mark and our entire crew. We feel so welcome when we come up here. We've only been coming a couple of years, but you guys really embrace us. And thanks so much.
You're family to us, and so we're glad to have you. And now we get to enjoy the rest of the race. So thank you so much for allowing me to come in and chat for a little bit.
Mike Tutoyan, a happy man. He's president and general manager of a full Dover Motor Speedway here on a beautiful weather day.
Alex Bowman has just moved his way past Tyler Reddick. He is now fourth. Again, Corey LaJoy remains the leader. He is not pitted. Again, he pitted on lap 124. Kyle Larson at lap 183, tracking him down. Just 2.6